Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. Happy Memorial Day. Remember what this is about. This is not, don't wish me, don't come and thank me for my service. This is about the people that died in service. That's who we memorialize on Memorial Day. And as we kick off the week, we if things go well, I like to kick it off this way, by including and having as my guest, writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
The stars aligned. We got back together again this week.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I am still processing. I could say overwhelmed, but in awe is a better description of what I saw in Arizona when I went out there to take a class where they were training school defenders and church defenders. Wow. Well, now, okay, not everybody does that every day. It was a new experience. It was novel. One thing I heard, there were some law enforcement in there. Some of the instructors were law enforcement. Some of them were SWAT cops in a previous life. And we're doing a tear and compare, of course. Here's this. One of the teachers who was with us was absolutely tiny. And you go, she'd never be on a SWAT team. So why is she a better defender than a SWAT officer? And you went, oh, well, wait, let's think about that. She's there. She's not going to show up in a half hour.
Right.
She's not going to get heated up for a half hour. And then somebody said something that just rocked me on my heels. One of the SWAT officers and the patrol officer who was there, who wasn't instructing, he was taking the class, said, there is a nickname for SWAT that is sit, wait, and talk. They know they've got a bad guy. A bad guy may be armed. They contain him. Usually the bad guy kills himself about half the time. For them, that works. Look, they protected the public. If he kills himself, we don't get shot going to get him. But you know what that training, that is the wrong training. When there are hostages, when this guy's deliberately killing hostages, that's the wrong tool for the job. And this was a class on stopping mass murderers who wanted to bring up a body count. I went, well, this is nothing like what we ask SWAT to do. And I didn't understand the huge disconnect between the way we teach teachers and, also church security. Some of them, when you're wearing a badge that says church security, kind of obvious, okay. But there are also greeters who are not. Couldn't be farther apart from SWAT. What was interesting, and the reason that was driven home, remember way back, and you said this, I'm quoting my local expert, Bill Frady.
Oh.
You said, why, no, this is, you're spot on here. Why was there ever, after Columbine, why was there ever another mass shooting at our school? Why didn't we learn from that? And the real reason is politics. We don't want to learn from that. And I'm sure you've seen this over and over. If you can't explain it in one breath, a lot of people aren't interested.
Very, very short attention span. Part of the problem has been that we sit here and people like you and me, we sit back and we say, well, we want small government, right? So we want small government.
Yep.
And we don't want government telling us what we're going to do and what we're not going to do.
Right.
However, sometimes that is taken advantage of. That is taken.
Tell me what you're thinking.
Well, I'm thinking that in some cases with some of these people just, you know, the idea of a gun in the church, the idea of a gun in the school,
that gotcha.
Just hurts me so much to think this is the way we have to be. But it is the way we have to be because, and I mean, if you want to see how bad things are, just look at what's happening right now with these companies, with these marketing people. Because all the marketing people are products of the universities. They've been churned out by the universities. Now they're in their high 20-somethings, and they're in a position, and they're absolute garbage. They are absolute garbage. They've never been told no. They've never been told, no, this isn't good enough. They only know that if they show up and do something, that's good enough. And by that same token, there's some people out there that think that if there's some sort of perceived wrong or grievance, that they have a right to go out and act out. And in some cases, then we look at the lockdown. We took a bunch of teenage somethings that were already having issues just being a kid in the 21st century, and we locked them down for 2 years.
Yes.
And let them percolate.
Cut them away from society.
Yeah.
What a bad idea.
And now they're out. Now they're out. And since the end of the lockdowns, we've seen just a spate of a bunch of youthful stupidity, whether it's in marketing or in the classroom becoming a rampage killer or whatever it is. The only thing that is left now for these people that are out there and saying, well, it hurts me to think of needing a gun in the sanctuary. It hurts me about needing a gun in the school. This has been, for lack of a better word, this has been made. This isn't the problem. When me and you were kids, we had guns all over the place. None of them have serial numbers. They were hanging out at school in the cars. We didn't have none of this stuff happening.
Right. You brought up a brilliant point. We put our children into isolation for 2 years.
Yeah.
Who thought that was a good idea? To our defense, somebody said, this disease might be bad, this might be a solution, and then no one had the presence of mind to question, well, a lot of us did, okay, longer answer. If you questioned that and said, yes, but what would be the downside of putting young men and women into isolation for several years, they go, oh, you don't care about grandma, you murderer, you. Wait a minute. You mean because I ask a question, I'm told I'm heartless?
Right.
Unfortunately, our level of discourse never went farther. And you and I wondered if this wasn't politically motivated because the discussion devolved so quickly.
Well, I think it was at a certain point, I think when they declared the emergency, part of that was because they didn't know what they were talking about. But then I think I think early on they figured it out when if somebody fell out of an airplane and hit the ground from 40,000 feet, but they had COVID, they're like, oh my God, another COVID death. You know?
Right.
So supposedly we had so many millions of people die, but if you were to go out there and actually look at how many people died of COVID, just pure from COVID, not with COVID. Because a lot of people die with diabetes, but they didn't die because of diabetes. A lot of people have heart disease, but they don't die because of it. There's other things that might surround that. So dying with something, all of us are going to die with something.
Right.
What they did was...
By the way, that's a good thing. Don't fix it.
Yeah.
Right.
We're headed into the break. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes, once a week. I'm a regular co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. We run 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog, and my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and Ops Lens.
And other places as well.
And I'm glad to give it to him.
Deep sea diving, all the other stuff. Training. He does it all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. We're talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load on a Memorial Day. Now then, we were talking about COVID and everything. You want to move on from that?
Well, yes, I absolutely do. I'm still stuck back on what I learned, what I felt, what I saw when these absolutely ordinary people, they don't come in with a cape and a big S on their chest, but they're my heroes. They're my superheroes, these people that said, if there's a loud bang in my school, I'm locking the door behind me and moving toward it because I want to protect my kids. But before that happens, we're not sending them off to doom and gloom. The reason we're even considering that is we did learn from the past. After Columbine, after Sandy Hook, we ask the people that look at school resource officers and say, what kind of problems have you seen? And they stack up millions of man years of experience and say, oh, yeah, we know what you need to do. You want to protect the kids in school? Okay. We got it. We do that every day. But by the way, everything you need is going to have to be inside those locked doors when you hear a loud bang, because you don't have time. Time is the enemy. Some nut comes in there, some mentally deranged psychopath who wants to kill kids to become famous. He already considers himself a failure in society. He's going to do this so that he can become famous and you'll know his name. The media is going to make a celebrity out of him if he kills many kids. He's actually studied this for years. He's enjoyed for years the thought of murdering innocent people so that he could become famous, even if he's dead. And they said, these guys are infinitely stoppable. You don't need Superman. You need grandma with a gun. And we were in this training we just took. We watched videos of the attack at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. This kid could have been stopped dozens and dozens of times. Your next door neighbor with a gun, little old lady doesn't shoot much. She could have stopped him. Because think of it, if you think protecting your house or all right, you've walked through your house looking for a visiting child, a cat, there are lots of places to hide. If you are a defender and you're in one of those hidey holes, you can kill somebody who comes in looking for you. I know we've often thought about that, about if we've ever house sat someplace with a cat, it looked like they were trying to kill us anyway.
Right.
But in this case, it's so true. And does it take superhuman strength? SWAT, ninja, nope. Takes being there and knowing what to do. And as you pointed out, though, you hit the nail on the head. Oh, that's uncomfortable to think about.
It is.
There are mean people that will kill our kids? Yes.
Well, I mean,
we didn't. Well, go ahead.
Let's look at the words of one of them, okay?
Yeah.
Do you remember Elliot Rogers?
Yes.
Okay. So in his manifesto, he says, my orchestration of the day of retribution is my attempt to do everything in my power to destroy everything I cannot have.
Yep.
All those beautiful girls I've desired so much in my life but can never have because they despise and loathe me, I will destroy. All those popular people who live hedonistic lives of pleasure, I will destroy because they never accepted me as one of them. I will kill them all and make them suffer just as they have made me suffer. It is only fair. Now, if they had intercepted him after he wrote this and really given him some intensive psychiatric treatment, including drugs and commitments and some other things, they might have saved him.
Yep.
But when he activated himself, when one of these guys goes active, then the only thing you can do possibly to mitigate it is to be prepared to fight it one-on-one in some way or fashion. And Elliot Rogers came to play. He had three handguns, 41 10-round magazines loaded, so 410 rounds of magazine ammo, all kinds of blades, a car. He came to play. And
he had a hammer. He beat his roommate to death before he started.
Yeah. If you're not prepared for that, And the sick part of this is that wherever people gather, you have to be prepared for that, whether it's a school, a mall, a sporting event, something. You have to be prepared for that because they're going to be looking for numbers. They're looking for numbers.
I want to, you said be prepared. And again, some cartoonish image that a guy is bristling with guns. You understand? Grandma with the little gun she carries in her purse could stop this guy.
Sure.
But you just have to be there. They go to places, they want to be involved in a shooting. That's bullets going one way. And as soon as they find out that they invited themselves to a gunfight,
yeah,
they get killed.
Or kill themselves, like he did.
Or kill themselves.
Yeah.
I have to tell that I didn't make that up. Walk into a public place. Maybe you're listening to us by podcast now. You're at a coffee shop. Look around. Wherever you look, there could be dozens of people around you looking at you that you're not paying attention to. Because anytime you pay attention to one thing, like you're going to try and shoot somebody, you become blind to the rest of the world. So you're intensely vulnerable. And that's how we take out mass murderers. Works every time. Works like a charm. But there is an issue. There really is. I watch these teachers, these church security guys. They're going to run toward the sound of gunfire, whether they're armed or not. So we first selected those with the hearts to be defenders. And during these drills we ran, they didn't pick up the radio. Oh, yeah, I can see them over there. Call the cops, because we got to... No, they did not do that. They said, this is my problem to solve. They didn't. They moved toward the sound when it was just a disturbance. They hear gunfire. They break into a run. They see the problem. It's that guy. They turn it into a sprint. And now they bring a lethal force to stop the threat. There was one case, this little slip of a teacher luck of the draw, where we were running the simulations, it turned out to be in her classroom.
I'll tell you what.
She runs.
Finish that story when we get back. Tell everybody how to find you very quick. Yes, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles waiting for you. My writing's picked up and carried at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens and other journals. You'll find me. And somehow, Bill Frady and I find something to talk about every week.
Target-rich environment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. President Biden spoke at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery this morning, remembering all those who gave the ultimate sacrifice serving our country.
Once again, stand amid the rows and rows of marble stones and bear witness to the brave women and men who served and sacrificed for our freedom and for our future.
Biden said we must never forget what the marble markers and flags at Arlington represent. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who announced his candidacy for president last week, is heading out on his first presidential campaign tour this week. DeSantis expected to make campaign stops in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. What's being called the largest free-flying flag on Earth is flying atop New Jersey's George Washington Bridge today. That flag, which measures 60 feet by 90 feet and weighs 500 pounds, makes rare appearances just 9 times a year. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. We were talking about this teacher that heard some gunshots and started moving. I presume she decided to seek out, close with, and destroy. What did she do?
She sees a bad guy across a courtyard. She, you know, runs toward him. Wait a minute. What are you doing here? And the guy goes, oh, yeah? And he turns, and there's a gun on his hip. He takes the gun out, points the gun at her, shoots at her, and then dives through a classroom door. She is after him instantly, turns out, and I'm watching this through the windows. I didn't see it. I wasn't in the room. He runs to the diagonal corner where there's a bathroom. Okay. I don't know why. What people do under stress doesn't necessarily make sense. She comes through the door. There's a bookcase. I can't hide behind it. It covers most of her. She puts a gun up and shoots the guy till he stops moving. Now, good news. This is simulation. This is paint. This is shooting little rubber balls at each other. Look like small marbles. We're wearing extra shirts, long pants, a face mask, because you don't want to take one of those in the eye. But they hurt. They raise a welt.
I bet.
And when you think of it, also the heroes, the unsung heroes, if you ever get a chance to do this, the guys who deliberately play the bad guy villain over and over and over. We figured this guy probably got shot. There were two of them. They alternated back and forth. They probably got shot 20 times each. I went to one of their parents was there and said, man, take these guys out to dinner. They've really earned it. But what they gave these defenders a chance to do is to feel what it was like. To have physical practice at moving toward the threat. Now, did they dive out into the middle of a courtyard and get in a gun battle? They did not. They used cover. They used concealment. But when somebody moved, they went, okay, things changed. I have to close with and stop this threat. And to a person, the church defender says, those are the people I go to church with. Those are my congregants. Those are my people. The teacher said, those are my kids. To them, I don't know about you and your family. I could see them saying, those are family to me. And they were not going to let anything. They were going to stop it as soon as they could. Might someone else have been killed? Might one of the innocents? Yeah, yes, but they were going to stop it very quickly. And they had. Now, here's another thing they got to feel, Bill. You and I have been in no-shoot scenarios, right?
Right.
A gun isn't the answer all the time. What if you're the second responder? There's an attack near the school office. One of the office people in the office has a gun. They stop the threat. You run up. There's somebody holding a gun. Do they need to be shot? What are they doing with it? Unless they're acting like a threat, they don't need to be shot yet. And they got to feel what that was like. They got to back up and say, oh, I've just been trained to shoot. Yeah, but this looks a little different. What's happening here? So do we think? I would say we can't think under that stress, but we can recognize. What we're doing is programming ourselves with a series of questions to ask. That's a stranger with a gun. He's doing things that seem inappropriate. When I ask him to comply, hey, I don't know you. Why don't you come over here and tell me what you're looking for? I bet I can help you. And when he turns and points a gun at me rather than comply, that's called a clue. That was the great thing about having law enforcement at this training session. I didn't realize a lot of what law enforcement does. Hi, I don't know what's going on here. Who are you? What are you doing here? Would you come over here and talk to me? That come over here and talk to me, that may not be necessary at all, but it's testing whether you're willing to be accommodating to a law enforcement officer. Because if you're not, there. Now we just ratcheted up the level of confrontation. Sure, officer, how can I help you? Where do you want to go? That changes the complexion of the entire encounter.
I would think so, yeah, especially that gun part being pointed at you. That'd be a clue for me, too.
Right. the other thing, and this is interesting. Okay, this is the third state where I've qualified. Each state uses the law enforcement shooting qualification target and course of fire. Some of them, it's so easy, they add to it. Hey, we're going to make it harder. This, in Arizona, it was hard. One of the issues was you had to shoot left hand, with your support hand. For me, it's my weak hand. And you're not allowed to be a firearm instructor like you would go and teach law enforcement. You're not allowed to miss. Every shot doesn't have to be in the center of the target, but it has to be on the target. And I missed the target by like a half inch. Well, that means I could be a law enforcement officer. I qualify on their standards, but not an instructor. And then the instructors that are teaching ordinary civilians to be defenders in a church or in a school, they go, well, what do we want here? More to the point, we'd like everybody to be perfect. We want them to be better than the firearms instructors. We want them to hit nothing but the center of the target. Okay, but are you going to tell me that we'd rather the children were disarmed in this classroom than letting this teacher in who missed the center of the target? Still on target, but missed. Or, okay, it was right next to the... When is perfect the enemy of good enough? Are we saying if you make any mistakes, you're not qualified to defend our children? And from a larger society point of view, that's what we've been saying for the last couple decades. When we think about it, we think, oh, something could go wrong, it needs to be perfect. And we're finding out, by the way, some of the people that made mistakes on the shooting qualification were monsters when it came to force on force in their school, in their church. They were the ones that jumped on it. So there's a lot of dimensions to this, and we as the public haven't thought about them. We'd like to imagine Superman shows up with a cape, never makes any mistakes, and fixes the entire problem. That's not the way people come.
Well, not in gunfighting. Not in gunfighting. In gunfighting, I suspect it's probably the same as it was in the military. The guys that I trained with when I was in basic, the ones that I thought that were going to be the Audie Murphys and the Rambos. No, it was the guys that were like the mouse, the mics. They turned out to be just demons when they were unleashed. Hand them a bunch of hand grenades and be like, where am I going? Okay, well, there you go. Go run over there and throw it in that hole over there where they're shooting at us. Can you do that? Just don't shoot.
Yep, Sergeant. How many?
Yeah. Off they go. So, yeah, you can never judge that book by its cover. Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
I host the Polite Society podcast, and I also produce the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That Self-Defense Gun Stories, I try and keep that as a little snack food of a podcast, less than 20 minutes once a week. I write the Slow Facts blog, but from there my writing is picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens.
And we do this. Although at some point, are you set up to do video by any chance? Yes, of course you are. You do it all the time. What am I saying? We'll have to do this. We'll have to do this on a video footing and see how that works out. Let people watch the radio show. That's always amusing to me.
Well, isn't it? Yeah. We've been living through Zoom for the last 2 years. Maybe we will.
And, you know, just turn it into something else altogether.
Right.
Yeah, do check out Rob. He is definitely. We got one more segment left with him, but audio and the written word, and maybe now video too, to a degree. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, going all kinds of places, all kinds of ways. He just trained recently in the Faster class in Arizona, which of the now you trained in Pennsylvania, is that right?
I changed in Ohio, in Colorado, and now in Arizona.
So are they close enough in their curriculum to where you look at them and say, okay, are there variations based upon the various states?
The curriculum, the training for the defenders in churches and schools is identical. The shooting qualification is different because in each case it's modeled off how they test law enforcement officers.
Okay.
Those are the standards the politicians want. And then now that we know the target that we're shooting at, how many rounds at what distance, what qualification score is acceptable. We don't require that police officers never miss, but how many misses are allowed? Yeah. So similar in very important ways and slightly different. As well, some of the training has evolved over time.
Do you think, and which one of those states are they all equally effective? Which one of those states is the most well put together as far as how they actually execute the training and what's in practice day to day?
There's been some divergence, and that's simply because, I'm going to run this program in my state. I'm going to qualify my instructors here. You and them work out what you think the curricula. No, they. You know what it is? It's like watching. It's like watching an educator in any state teaching. The curricula changes very gradually. Teaching methods change gradually, but the fundamentals are so basic. No, there's bigger differences between classes than there are from state to state. If you get a big group from a church or from a group of churches, they may be so different from a group of school teachers. And is it urban or rural? No, the classes are remarkably similar. Which is good, because to me that's saying they're all trying to stay up to date. They're all trying to use everything we know, everything we've learned to prepare these people.
Now, the FASTER program itself is actually the only one of its kind where it's being duplicated in various states now, right? Like Texas, 30% of the Texas schools are armed, but they don't have any sort of common standard they train to, as far as I know. Is that right?
Well, you see, that's a terribly difficult thing. Different states have imposed, if the states would leave it up to the school boards, they would be stealing the FASTER curriculum and saying, okay, we'll customize it here, fine. What state politicians love to do is go, well, everybody trusts the police, and if I say that you're like the police, then no one will turn around and blame me. So I'm going to require that these teachers take, 40 hours of police training every year? Some of them are that bad. And we'll call it the school guardian program. You know, what a bad idea. What a horribly bad idea. We're not interested in interviewing people. We're not interested in high-speed driving.
Right.
We don't care about preservation of evidence and the chain of custody. We want to stop a murder in our school. So that's a huge difference in the different programs from state to state. How badly have the politicians messed it up? That's the next article I have to write.
Yeah.
What I thought was, now, Bill, okay, you and I have all gone through classes, and they talk about maybe defending yourselves at home or at the office. And
sure.
So it's just a trite phrase. Take what we've learned, bring it home, and make it your own, because your house is not set up like a shooting range. Your church, your office where you work, they're different. Oh, you've got places to hide here. The people you love are over here. You have to make it your own. And that's the fascinating thing about what happens today, a week after the training class. You've been thinking about it. Okay, where would I go? If there's an attacker in this building, if I were the first responder and I heard shots, where would I go first? If I see one of my colleagues, how would that change what we do? They're making it their own. And that is enormously powerful. Bill, you know from the military that defenders have a huge advantage. If it's your home turf, it takes an army to rout you out.
Right.
And that's true in a school. It's true at home, too.
Well, in the case of whatever it is, right, in the case of teachers, this whole thing of trying to train them to be a cop, you know, they have a very narrow scope, right? They have to employ the weapon well. They probably have a little bit of trauma training as well. They need to be able to employ that as well. And they need to be able to do it in the classroom. And they really need to be specialists at doing it in a school. Now, I myself, I don't know how they design it, but if it was up to me, if I had 8 halls, I would want 16 armed teachers, and I'd want one on each side of each hall.
Right.
And I would want them to, I would want the training to be set up and coordinated based on the approach of the threat.
Right.
Because those doorways are nice little cover places. They're really great. And these hallways are, you know, they're actually like a kill channel if you are coordinated and if you're communicating with each other. And
sure.
And that's it. You know, just we gotta hang on to our hallway, we gotta keep up our communications, and we gotta have our first aid stuff ready to go. Very narrow scope of things to do. We gotta train with our gun. So I don't understand some of this stuff they do where they get out there and say, okay, you got to train like the cops do. So what? Because the cops, you know, the actual hands-on handgun part is not that much, comparatively speaking.
No. What I really admire is some states, how right they got it. In Georgia, I think every school staff member has taken a one-hour Stop the Bleed class. That's invaluable, because the only reason guns are involved at all is we want to stop the threat. If we knew a way to lock this guy in a bathroom someplace, we'd do that. Here, go in there. Doors closed. We don't want The only reason we use a gun is it's faster than getting the guy to lock himself in a room.
Yeah.
Once he's out of our hair, we're all worried about taking care of the injured. So that's the wonderful thing. And by the way, that takes practice when you go from, imagine you're at home, you're defending your family. As soon as the bad guy stops being a threat, usually they just run away. You turn around and go, oh my gosh, put your gun away. Is anybody hurt? When you ran around the corner and dove under the bed, did you hurt yourself? I heard a crash. Was that you dropping a plate, or did someone get cut somehow? Well, exactly the same thing happens in the classroom.
Right.
The great news is everybody can be trained. Here, that's bleeding. Put your hand on it. Now, my wife took the she wasn't the best shot. She struggled in the shooting portion. The medical portion made her squeamish, but she chased the bad guy around the building. They called her I can't say the word, BA are the initials, a BA grandma.
Yeah.
That she would not let, she goes, I knew enough not to cover. You talked about that. She goes around the corners. Why? She ran him down. But when it came to, okay, is anybody hurt? Ooh, there could be blood. Ooh, okay, I've got to do it anyway. They had, people bring different strengths and weaknesses. We can laugh about them in hindsight, but it's great to know where they are, and they know they can overcome them. Quick, would you bring me that tourniquet? This is bad. And you, come over here, put your hand on here. Making that transition, getting, you have been overwhelmed. Something amazing just happened in front of you. You defended and saved lives, but some people are injured. Now we want to make sure everybody is alive by the time EMTs get here. And again, they talked about the stats. Medicine is wonderful.
And we are running out of time.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for taking the time to join me today, sir.
It's my pleasure, Bill.
And, of course, coming up next is your favorite, Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. And later we have Ben Branham for the first time, so...
Oh, boy.
Everything percolating along. Find Rob. Find the podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. It's worth its weight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.